Just there, the Rakes after Silverchair, and we danced together. A man who loves a bit of dancing from time to time is Mr. Craig Rucastle from The Chaser.
Hello, Robbie. How are you?
Very well. Now, of course, the premiere this evening of the 2007 series of The Chaser, a lot of people very excited about your return to the television screens, a brand new time slot too. And I imagine as part of the team, you're probably set up in a penthouse suite somewhere with a big meal ready to go, the go-go dancers about to pour in the door, and basically the whole spread ready to go nuts for the premiere.
Look, it's very close. I'm actually in Canberra, and my room has a glorious view of the car park. So
oh, good-o.
The luxurious life that we lead.
What are you doing in Canberra?
Floriade. It's just a beautiful time. I believe the daisies are quite... No, really, you must make it down, Robbie.
Yeah, I understand this is... I know that we shouldn't be breaking the embargo about the information, but maybe we should let Australia know that The Chaser for 2007 has gone reality TV show, and it is, in fact, reality TV gardening.
It is. It is. Exactly. The petunias we'll be planting tonight will just blow you away.
Now, are you excited to be back on the telly, Rui?
It is good. No, it's good to be back. It's good to be back in front of an audience and have them occasionally titter at things. Yes.
Of course.
It's good. Look, I'm a bit concerned, though, because, of course, last year the time slot was very movable feast, you know.
Yes.
It was all over the place, changing depending on how quickly they could solve the crimes in the British murder mysteries. But tonight, it's even worse. We're contingent on how quickly Miff can answer the question.
if
the question's got something to do with Silverchair, we could be there for hours.
If it's a Nirvana question, it's all over.
Oh, exactly. Nirvana. It's going to be a nightmare. So, Miff, just get in there and answer quickly, okay?
Get it over quickly, please, Miff Wahani. Now, the other thing is that over the last few weeks, you guys have been, speaking of reality TV, you have had a reality internet scenario.
Yeah, Countdown to the Chaser.
Countdown to the Chaser. People, if they're near a computer and want to check it out, there's only...
That's the reason I'm most thrilled about the show starting, is that then that box will be removed and I can walk into the lobby of the Chaser without being harassed.
It has been a fairly unusual scene every day when the ABC staff, Triple J staff, walk into work, and there's usually a couple of people we've never seen before, we never will see again, dressed up in something from the wardrobe, like a pirate's outfit, trying to sit in front of a webcam.
Last night I left at about midnight at 1 o'clock, and I went past, and there was a bear and two guys playing a guitar and a saxophone.
And how is your show going to better that?
Well, it's going to be hard, isn't it? I mean, we're presuming, and then they'll just put the Countdown to the Chase clips live to air and just bugger our show.
Craig Rucastle from The Chaser, it does premiere this evening, and good luck to you, champ. We're looking forward to it.
Thanks, Bucky.
9 p.m. is that right?
9 p.m. Yeah, depending on Miff, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Good luck in Canberra,
Miff.
See you,
Floriade, get there,
Floriade. Say hi to the petunias. See you, mate.
Say hi.